I lift my chin to the sky to expose my neck to the unbridled sun and fall into the ocean back first, belly up. It rocks me like a sleeper car, holds me in the crook of its arm, and carries me out towards the ocean. Of course, we don't notice the water growing deeper. We're floating on our backs, after all. Beneath the pebbled surface, my 14-year-old eyes ripple like hot glass, and suddenly I understand that she is watching me in the way that one watches the sun and the sky from the sandy floor of a deep ocean. She feels my presence in the way one feels a dream just after they wake from it. Almost real, almost grounded in actuality, yet fading more into fiction with each passing moment. She stays close to the ocean floor because she knows this reef, because she still believes there are sea caves yet to be explored, that there are pearls yet to be discovered in the mouths of stubborn clams. One day, she will come to realize she no longer recognizes this patch of coral, has never swam with these fish, and she will understand that the current has been nudging her along because her anchor was the sky, and she forgot that every stretch of blue looks the same. Wide-eyed girl, mermaid with stained glass crisscrossing your chest, child of the sea and child of change, one day you will have the courage to bend your knees and push off by the balls of your feet, hands outstretched, expecting me to catch you. You will not expect to break the surface alone.